Welcome to the Thriving in Chaos Project. Certified divorce coach and credentialed mediator Paulette Rigo invites you to grab a favorite beverage, find a cozy seat, soothe your soul, and take a listen. This podcast was created and inspired by our courageous journeys, love for connecting with others, and having meaningful conversations that teach, impact, and heal through sharing our stories. In each episode, Paulette will be joined by some of the most experienced and compelling experts in all things divorce and transformation. Listen to prepare and thrive through the toughest chapters as we reveal our hardships, celebrate our lessons learned, and see the future clearly with encouragement, hope, and joy. Leave feeling empowered and prepared to approach life and maintain our dignity no matter what. Each podcast episode focuses on sharing real conversations from real life situations. Isn't it time you thrived? Welcome to the Thriving in Chaos Project. I'm Paulette, your host. And on this glorious sunny day, which I'm going to hang on to because it's still February, everyone, and it's cold, but my guest today lives in Canada, so we're winking at each other about everybody's definition of cold. So today, my guest is a delightful, young, fresh, smart, witty entrepreneur who specializes in all things copy. Her name is Dani Page, and we had the honor of being introduced to each other by a mutual friend of ours, Linda Beach. Linda is an entrepreneur that has a retreat business, and Linda and I met in Belize. And when I was shifting my business from being a yoga school and doing a lot of coaching and teaching in that realm, personal development and teaching the four desires, and shifting it 100% into divorce, I knew I needed help with my copy because I was using my old stale a way of communicating from being a journalism major and using copy like a journalist and not shifting it into a way in which people can identify. So I bring to you this sparkling young effervescent lady because so many women that I work with, either before, during, or after divorce, women in particular, because 70% of divorces filed by women, are looking to become entrepreneurs. And then there's that daunting task of how do I do that? And what do I say to tell my story? So this is why I invited Dani to the episode today. Welcome, Dani.
Hey, Paulette. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so glad you took the time to share your genius with us. So, Dani, you know, when I work with women, unfortunately, many of them either had a career that isn't either, they're not identifying with it anymore, or it's corporate. And let's face it, a lot of people have lost their jobs, or there's a lot of pivoting right now to being in a corporate setting in a high-rise building with the attaché case and the little blue suit to like being able to be in your jammies at home doing your thing. I mean, I'm barefoot right now, but don't tell anyone, right? I mean, Steve and I made the big shift from Boston to Belize, and we had to work online because when you're in the Caribbean in the middle of nowhere, you can't just be like, hey, park in front of my, and come on in. So we really started doing that before it became a necessity. So I think I had a little bit of an edge and a comfort level with that. But now the majority of humanity is shifting to that idea. So when you have somebody that comes to you who is either fresh and has an idea with a business or a story, or they really don't know where to start, can you walk me and everyone, the listenership, through what do you do with somebody that comes to you as a launch copy expert in a manner in which it isn't intimidating and educating them about what is the magic of copy and why would they want to work with someone like you?
Yeah, for sure. And it's so true. I'll make note about the switch from the corporate first too. I can totally relate. I'm sitting here now in my blanket wrapped up because yes, it's very cold out, just like you said. So I made the leap too from corporate and I couldn't be happier with that switch. So completely can relate to that. But yeah, when it comes to copy, I think the first thing when people come to me, if they are very, very new, they need to be super clear first and foremost about what they're doing and how they're helping people. Because if they're not clear on what they're doing, I can't write for them. And me as a copywriter, someone who writes for them, they need to be very clear on, you know, what they do and how they can help people. So really, I think that's 101 is understanding what they want to say. And then I help them break it down into words that actually resonate with their audience and make sense and are more enjoyable. Because like you said about the whole journalism thing, when you come online, it's not that strict buttoned up copy. It's quite funny, actually, thinking back, like back in university and high school, English was actually my worst subject because for whatever reason, I was not great at like the formal writing. So when I came online, it's a completely different world and it's much more relaxed. It's much more conversational. You really want to feel like you're having that one-on-one conversation with someone in like sitting down like a coffee shop or like you and I just having a very honest, intimate conversation. That's really what you want your copy to sound like online.
Perfect. So if someone has an idea, meaning they want to either help as a service, right? Or they have a product that they want to sell, because that's pretty much, it boils down to those two things. You either help people through your service or a product. Am I missing something?
Yeah, I would say those two things. And then also, I think there's that whole world of course creation and having some sort of experience and bringing that online to teach people, because it's amazing what you can help people with online. I've seen courses for everything under the sun. There's people teaching how to bake artisan bread or how to, style your closet better, you know, things like this. And they're great at it and they're bringing it forward and turning it into a course. So I really truly believe that, you know, your past experiences or your jobs, whatever they may be, can really propel you forward to teaching something online as well.
Mm. You bring up a great point. So course creation is a little bit of a hybrid of a service where you're acting as a guide and a mentor and a coach with somebody, whatever you're teaching or helping them with, whether it's macrame, plant, you know, organizing your closets or teaching them how to, you know, manage their finances better. Or it's a strict product, like you're selling, you know, eyeglasses or bikinis or, you know,
exactly.
I met someone yesterday that has this incredible new bra company. I was like, whoa, I'm a bra freak. So I was like, I had all into that. Never been a 34B. So
right.
I know, it's a good joke. So we have that fusion now between taking your genius zone, your magic, like what do you have to share that you really want to be able to help other people with, and then maximizing it into a course so that would really be a product, even though in many ways it's digital. It's not, you know, something we actually hold in our hands anymore. We don't get like a CD in the mail. We, you know, laugh about the days of, you know, so it's funny to see turntables come back in chic again. Like, oh, it's everything old is new again.
Sure.
Right? So now that you've got like, what is it that you want to share? Are you a service, an online course, or a product? And you're ready to tell the world about it, you get that fear of how do I do that, right? Mm-hmm. So what is the best way for somebody starting out to launch one of those three things?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. And it is scary, especially like the transition, actually saying, oh, I'm taking on this new endeavor. It is scary. For me, I kind of just started small. I was like moonlighting a little bit. And then once I was confident enough, I really brought it forward and went all in. But yeah, to get started, I mean, looking at those three avenues, you want to be super clear. Again, if you're not clear on what it is, it's extremely, extremely hard to move forward. So I think getting super clear on what you want to do, and that doesn't happen overnight. Like, it takes time to really understand. Maybe you are dabbling in a little bit and realizing what you like, what you're good at. But ultimately, it's what people need. So you need to understand what people need and what you can provide. And then, I mean, once you discover that, it's really just kind of going all in on that one. And if you want to maybe dial in more on one of them, like the digital aspect, I would be able to help with a little bit more, because that's more my knowledge base. But yeah, I think for me, getting started with an email list was really 101 of building my business. So an email list is, if you're ever on like someone's website and they say, you know, opt in to get my like a discount or whatever that little gift is, that's what a email list is. So that's really where I is a great place to start, is wanting to build up a list of subscribers, because even if you don't have anything to sell to them right now, once you start building up a rapport with people and giving them value, then they will be ready to buy from you when you have something to sell them.
And so once you have an email list, let's say you have 50 names or 100 names just to start, and it doesn't have to be 10,000. I think a lot of people think, I don't know that many people, I don't have an email list. So we, you know, the best day to start investing money is 10 years ago. And the second best day is now.
Exactly.
So the best day to start an email list that's genuine, and I don't mean you just run around and steal business cards and make a stupid list of people you don't even know, but people that you genuinely have a connection with or a relationship to, is of course 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But the second best time is now, like the sooner the better. I put it just together with literally a pad of paper, and then put it on a little Excel spreadsheet, and then looked at like, are these really people that I want to engage in? And before I knew it, it was like, yeah, these are genuinely people that have something in common with what I'm doing. But then I didn't know what to do. So do you recommend a certain platform or email CRM, which is a customer resource management, Liz? What tools are easy to start on? Because I know it can be really scary.
Yes, for sure. There's lots to unpack there. So for that question, there's lots of free options out there. You don't have to get started with something very fancy. MailChimp is a good one. I got started on MailerLite, and it was perfect for me in my very beginning stages. So it's something that's free that you can use to start collecting email addresses. And then your point too about not needing a ton of people, I really can't preach that enough, because people think that they need to have hundreds and thousands of people on their email list. And of course, as you grow, the more the merrier. But I like to think of it too, if I were to get up on stage and actually speak to people, if there was 20 or 50 people in the audience, that would feel like a great number to speak in front of. You're still being able to voice what you have to say. So even if you have a small list, know that you, it's really important to the people who you are speaking to. So you don't need to have this crazy goal of a ton of people on your list.
Right. I agree. And it's very easy to think, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. And keep having that in what I call the imposter syndrome, right? Where you just feel like I'm pretending. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I need one more certification. I need to read one more book. I need to find one more mentor. I need to get one more coach. I need to do one more fill in the blank with whatever your list of things you think you need to do. And that, in my opinion, is really just kicking the can down the road, right? It is better to just try it and relate and see what works and what doesn't work than just keep finding that daunting procrastination stage, right? I see that with many entrepreneurs. They start, well, I want to be a florist. And then, well, that doesn't work out. So I'm going to go to nursing school. And then, no, I'm going to go and study. And I want to be in the insurance industry. And I'm like, this is actually a client. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, you know, going like, whoa. Now, not to say that those things aren't admirable and, you know, usable traits and skills, but at one point you have to just focus in and zero in on what it actually is important to you, put and go full throttle and see if the business is actually going to stick, right? What do they say? You have to throw it at the wall and see what sticks, right? But now in more important terminology, as I'm reading some of your fabulous copy here on your site, she reads, you don't need shiny words that look nice. You need words that drive your readers to take action in the most profound way, to opt in, that's that freebie, to go to your freebie, to paid user, to inspire membership upgrades, and to keep them coming back for more. And then you talk about weaving personality-rich storytelling. Can you elaborate a little bit? What is personality-rich storytelling?
I love that question. Yeah, so I enjoy writing personality-driven copy, and that's really just bringing more of you into your copy. So it doesn't sound like it could come from anyone, or it doesn't sound very robotic or boring, really, is the point here. We really want to connect with people. That's how, especially when you have an online business, 99.9% of everything is through words on the screen, right? So it's really being able to connect with people, share your story so people can relate to you and understand and really kind of feel like a friend, because once people trust you and know who you are, they're more inclined to want to know more and want to buy from you. So we really want to connect with our readers, and that's truly how you can get people to convert, is all through connection.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And the more you're willing to share a little piece of yourself, right? Like that, not that you need to, talk about what kind of toothpaste you use. And right. I mean, like, that kind of TMI, as we call it, but that really, like, what is your story? Because it has to be relatable. You know, of course, my clients that I mostly work for are in all stages of divorce, but I also work with people in the dating realm and starting businesses and many different things, because divorce affects all aspects of our lives, right? But if you're not willing to kind of put yourself out there, then on some level, and take that risk and be authentic, then people are going to sense it. Notice that when it's just a little bit, hesitant is maybe the word, right? And then the next thing that you say that I love, where you have a little unicorn, which is adorable, copy that is authentic to your voice and can perfectly express your uniqueness of your biz, hence the unicorn, right? So even though there are a lot of mediators out there and a lot of divorce coaches, there's only one me. And even though there are a lot of copywriters, there's only one Danny. And I could keep going with lots of other businesses, but like, I want all of you to know that you have permission to be you, and know that it's your uniqueness and your authenticity that really makes, that in genuine uniqueness. So have you run into any particular tips that you can help people with that feel?
Yeah, and just sounding more like yourself and connecting more, absolutely. For one thing, I always say to forget about all of those like proper formal English rules, I guess, that we learned way back in the day, things like being very formal or never starting a sentence with but, or, 100% grammatical. That doesn't really make you sound human in your copy. So I would say, forget about all of that and just write like you talk, write very conversational, make it very easy for people to read, things like short paragraphs, one sentence paragraphs, lots of space. We never want to make it hard for our reader to read what we're saying. And then of course, we always want to think what's in it for them too. We're not just writing to write. So if you were to say, follow me on Instagram, people are going to be thinking, why, what's in it for me? So make that clear too. Maybe it's follow me on Instagram to see, to get my daily dinner inspiration, if that's what you're selling. So also making sure that they know what's in it for them. And then also sharing stories, which you kind of touched on too. Connection absolutely sells. Stories make you very relatable. So if you can weave any sort of you into your emails or your website or whatever you're writing, the better you'll connect with people.
Love it. And then lastly, I love this little tidbit, copy that is persuasive, personable, and entertaining. Mm-hmm. Readers are all up on your online business. Just the fact that you said all up on your, because of course the English in me would have said, so that they come to your website, Yeah, you know, so naturally, you know, you've got to find your language. Like, I don't think I'd ever say all up in your business. Like, it's just so not me. Right. Because I did have that training to speak that way. But I can be really sarcastic and I can be entertaining. And some people actually call me funny, which I always think is funny that people call me funny because I don't think I'm funny. But maybe that's why I'm funny, that I don't think I'm funny. And it's got to be your tone, right? If you read it and it feels like, what the hell does that mean? Don't say it. Mm-hmm. You've got to read it and say, that's exactly how I speak. Always coming back to it feeling. So here you are. You know what your genius zone is. You know what your thing is. You know what you want to do and share and help and guide. And you've got your MailChimp and you've got, you know, your mail list, and you sit down at your laptop or your desktop or your phone or whatever. And you say, okay, I'm going to write an email. And there's that silence, right? That like, oh shit, silence of mm-hmm. what did I write about? So what do you suggest to encourage people to just start, I call it a brain dump or emotionally vomiting on yep. the key. You know, it's a little bit neater than really vomiting, but just get it out. What do you do? How do you get people to start typing and writing so that it feels like at least they're getting some momentum?
Yep. And it's a great point. I would say something similar. I don't use the vomit. I use something called life-isms is actually what I say. And so I always suggest people to have a running list of things to talk about. I think the worst thing ever is sitting down and staring at a blank screen. So let's never do that. And let's have some kind of prompts or some templates in front of us that we can always work with. But going off these life-isms, I usually have like a running Google Doc of just little things that happen throughout the day that could lead to a good story or something to say. So then I have this list when I sit down to write and I say, oh, I'm going to share this story, this quick thing that happened at the grocery store that was, you know, crazy, ridiculous, or maybe I learned something that they would benefit from too, whatever that is. So I always start with having some sort of prompt in front of me because it's hard to make edits to something to a blank screen, right? So you always want to get started with something like that. So I always have a little bit of a list running. I suggest prompts too, or something that we call swipe files. So if you see other people sending emails or something that you like online, you can kind of save it for inspiration. And obviously we would never ever copy online, but having these sort of things to look at, like even you looking at my website, maybe that sparked an idea for you that you can now use for yours. So yeah, just looking around and seeing what you enjoy reading, because if you enjoy reading, you know, people like you will also enjoy reading. So take a look at what you're inspired by, and if that'll help you also write.
Love it. And what is it like to work with the copywriter? Like how is that process normally? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I truly think it's different across the board. And I think that's the greatest thing about being an entrepreneur is because you can decide how you want to work and how you want to interact with clients. For me, I do something called a VIP day. So clients come to me and I work with them for the full entire day. And I write as much copy as possible in that day together. And then people are able to, they have all of their copy at the end of the day that they can take and implement into their, to help them sell their services, whatever it may be. So yeah, I think it looks different for everyone. So just finding a copywriter that you connect with for one and who understands your message and your mission. Cause that's the goal. Of course we all want to make the income, but truly that the first step is making the impact. And once you can understand the impact that you can make, the sky is the limit, truly.
Right. So they have a swipe file of inspiration, of life-isms, love that term. That's my mm-hmm. quote, of little tidbits of quirky, interesting things that may have happened. Maybe it's something you observed or experienced yeah. or felt, or a conversation you had, or something new or a new challenge or a feeling you had or what you ate or who knows, right?
Exactly. Everything,
well, I'm boring. I don't do anything. No, you do. You live. Mm-hmm. You everything you do, from how you brush your teeth to make your bed to what you eat to who's in your life and things you do, they're all inspiration for sharing your story. And yes, it doesn't have to be a book. It's just an inspiration.
Yeah. And it's so true because people often say just that I don't have anything special. I don't have this crazy rags to riches story. And I actually say all the better because those kind of stories often aren't as relatable. It's the everyday, seemingly mundane stuff that makes me very relatable because everyone else is going through that exact same thing too. So I do truly believe that you do have something to say, even if it feels boring to you, it makes you more relatable.
Beautiful. We're all in this to share what we have to give, and feeling overwhelmed by how to do it can put a big wall in front of a lot of people just giving up and throwing in the towel on your future is sad. So I want all of you to feel inspired by this. I know Danny's inspired me many ways when I was really struggling with the big process. I had, I think, 3 websites for different services that I was doing. One was for doula services, one was for health and wellness, and the other was for yoga teacher trainings. And then I was getting into divorce. Before I knew it, I had 5 websites, mm-hmm. and I wanted to funnel it all into one, which I did, which was daunting. And then it was a shift. So talk about, I was going through copy after copy after copy, and it was making me dizzy. And finally focused in it. Danny was, you know, wonderful enough to help me do the wireframe and help me do the copy for the transition of Better Divorce Academy. And then now helping me with the book that I'm launching in the online course. So I really respect her work. She was also featured on a summit lately. Can you talk a little bit about that summit that Christina had?
Thank you. Yeah, it was a summit all about just leveraging your time, leveraging your work. Because sometimes when we work like one-to-one with clients, it's hard to make more impact. It's hard to leverage your time, right? So it was all about transitioning away from that one-on-one model and looking more at the one-to-many model. So helping people with online courses or maybe group coaching programs. We had a lot of coaches I was helping to empower them with their course creation. So yeah, thank you. That was a wonderful experience being able to help all those coaches.
It's great to see a panel of expert after expert after expert, mm-hmm. one for wellness. And I'm doing quite a few for divorce now. And that's the shift I'm seeing right now in the world is we can't go to conferences the way we used to. We can't go on retreats the way we used to. We can't accept, I have this wonderful thing, the meme I showed up. I miss people. I miss things. I miss restaurants. I miss hugs. I miss holidays. I miss theaters. I miss cinemas. I miss going to events. I miss doing events. I miss you. Even if I've never met you, I miss you. I miss everything. So, you know, our big long complaint list, but there's so many things we can do. I mean, Danny's in Canada. I'm down in Atlanta and I just hung up with a client in, where did she live? Connecticut. And before that it was California. And before that it was North Carolina. So I couldn't do that. I mean, that's a hell of a lot of driving or flying or, you know, being I Dream a Genie and been bleeping myself all over the world. And, you know, it wasn't until I interviewed Whitney McDuff yesterday, and she said that in her opinion, the internet is the most incredible invention in the world. And of course, there's a lot of negativity to it too. And mm-hmm. maybe we'll talk about that later, but if we wouldn't be able to have this kind of advantage. So even with all the, I miss, it's let's look at the advantages of being able to do what we can. That's so different. So look at the opportunities ahead of you, ladies. Everything that comes to you, that's a roadblock, is an opportunity for creating a new life, a new chapter. And divorce is one of those things. It's a catalyst for changing everything about your life. And I'm not anti-marriage, I'm remarried. So it's all about really stepping into who you are and the people that you want to serve. So I hope this has been helpful, but I want to just share one more little tidbit. Danny is also great at taglines. And she's very good at kind of summarizing. So I want her to share hers with everyone.
Oh, thank you, Paulette. Yes, My tagline is never average, only awesome. And that's really all about just being different, because I found that there's just so much of the sameness online. And it's really about just stepping up and, you know, putting your hand up, saying you're different, and like using that to your advantage. So again, writing with that personality, like I mentioned. So that's really what my brand states. So yes, never average, only awesome.
And what is the best way for people who are intrigued by learning more about copy, what you do, what the hell is copy, and I want to start a business, but how do I do it? How can they learn more about you and follow you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram, is probably where I am most active, and that is dannypage.online. So dannipaige.online is my Instagram handle. And I would love to continue the conversation. You can definitely slide into my DMs, as they say, and hit me up there for sure.
And Danny, are you on Clubhouse?
I am on Clubhouse. I'm not very active, but I do have an account.
Okay, we'll have to change.
I haven't jumped all in on Clubhouse yet.
Okay. It's pretty engaging. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard great things. So I think I just need to focus my time there now a little bit more.
A little bit of a rabbit hole, but
yeah, exactly.
I'm Paulette Rigo, R-I-G-O, okay. Clubhouse, and I have a Wednesday at 7 and a Sunday at 8.
Oh, fun. Good for you.
Divorce, all things divorce, divorce dialogue that I'm doing with Alyssa Panitz, where we're bringing in experts to help anybody through before, during, and after the divorce process. And that's what Better Divorce Academy is. Better Divorce Academy, before, just during, and after. So we can help guide you through it, because I've been there, I get it, and we'll get you through it. So everybody, never average, only awesome, and keep thriving in the chaos. Thanks for tuning in. And make sure, if you want to talk to us or ask us questions, you can always email us at thrivinginchaospodcast@gmail.com. See you next week.